Pakistan has tested a short-range ballistic missile just a day after President Pervez Musharraf delivered a tough-talking speech warning India that Pakistan would respond with full might if attacked. Today's test was the third and last in a series that began on Saturday, according to a Pakistan Army statement. All three missiles are believed capable of carrying nuclear as well as conventional warheads. Today, India responded to President Musharraf's speech, and the reviews were bad, as NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from New Delhi.
The Indian spin on General Musharraf's speech was delivered by India's foreign minister, Jaswant Singh. He called the speech both disappointing and dangerous.
Disappointing, as it merely repeats some earlier assurances which remain unfulfilled till today. And dangerous because through belligerent posturing, tension has been added to, not reduced.
Singh said General Musharraf must make good on his January pledge, a pledge he repeated in his speech last night, to end what India calls cross-border terrorism and to close militants' training camps in Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. Until Musharraf delivers, Singh said, the government of India would take all measures necessary. The international community is urging India to exercise restraint. But India's Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee has warned President Bush and other Western leaders that India's patience is wearing thin as a result of the December attack on the Indian Parliament and an attack on an army base earlier this month. India blames Pakistan-backed militants for both attacks. Foreign Minister Singh today echoed Prime Minister Vajpayee's warning but offered an olive branch as well.
India cannot continue to be punished for its patience, but I have also said that if on the ground we find that action has been taken and it's irreversible action, then as I've said in the statement, were General Pervez Musharraf to act on his own assurances, then India will reciprocate.
India has massed more than 700,000 men along the frontier with Pakistan following the attack on the Indian Parliament. Withdrawing some of those troops might be the first step toward de-escalation if India is satisfied the flow of militants across the border has eased significantly. But all this could take months when tension is already dangerously high. When asked if the U.S. and Great Britain are doing enough to pressure Pakistan to deliver, India's foreign minister was blunt.
And what has been the results of this pressure? Today, the third missile test, three missile tests. Yesterday's speech. It is really for the United Kingdom and the United States of America to assess for themselves as to whether their pressure is working.
But Najam Sethi, editor of Pakistan's Friday Times, argues the pressure is working, that the Indians have clearly given the U.S. time, some say 3 to 4 weeks, to persuade General Musharraf to deliver, and that Musharraf has agreed. His tough-talking speech and the missile tests, Najam Sethi argues, are an attempt to soften the impact at home in Pakistan when the general pulls the plug on the militants.
I think the real action has already taken place behind the scenes. What we are now seeing is the closing acts of the drama. And I think Musharraf will be pulling out all the stops to make sure that he's not accused of willfully, wittingly sponsoring these things.
Indian analyst Amitabh Mattu, who teaches at New Delhi's Jawaharlal Nehru University, finds this explanation implausible, but welcome if Musharraf does deliver.
If he does do that, and if India is able to verify that, then there is a real opening there. But on present evidence and past experience, I must say there are still dark clouds, no silver lining.
Britain's Foreign Secretary Jack Straw meets India's Jaswant Singh tomorrow here in New Delhi, with U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage due next week. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, New Delhi.